The beaches of Gallipoli had never before seen such a day. On 25th of April 1915, British, Australian, New Zealander and French forces made landings on several fronts. The Ottoman Empire had won the naval battle a month ago. Now, the ground battle was on. It was a day that ended in bloodshed. Thousands of soldiers died from all sides. But the Battle of Gallipoli had just begun. Today, Gallipoli is visited by millions of tourists each year. Because of the centenary of the battle, local people show an increasing interest too. Yusuf Kırca is a tourist guide.
It's getting busier. Lots of school buses and the municipality buses are picking the people up from every cities of Turkey, getting the visitors to here to visit Gallipoli. But especially in these days, I am seeing lots of family cars. They are visiting the peninsula.
I'm now on a hill overseeing the historical peninsula and the Dardanelles. On the one side, there's forest. On the other, there's the sea. Here, there's a giant monument called Çanakkale Martyrs Memorial. It's 40 meters high and it's built in the form of four square columns. Now, I'm climbing to the center of this monument. And when I look up, what I see is a big Turkish flag engraved in stone. The Battle of Gallipoli is a defining moment in Turkish history. It was the only big battle the Ottoman Empire won throughout the First World War. Historian Ayhan Aktar.
Gallipoli was an imperial war. Campaign at Gallipoli was the brainchild of Winston Churchill. He wanted to push Gallipoli and occupy Istanbul and get rid of the Ottoman Empire.
And Istanbul was the capital of the Ottoman Empire,
yes,
of course.
Exactly. Gallipoli or the Dardanelles is the entrance to Istanbul. I mean, if you pass that straits, you are in Istanbul within 6 hours in those days, technology. For that reason, it was a very important thing. It had to be defended. Victory came first in April, later in August. At the end of the year, British evacuated first the Northern Front, later the Southern Front. This was an important turning point from the conduct of the war. It gave a great morale to the Ottoman officers.
And one of those commanders on the front was Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, who 8 years later founded modern Turkey.
He was a young colonel, and he displayed his military brilliance. Because of his existence, Gallipoli battles is thought to be a kind of a preparatory stage of the Turkish War of Independence.
The Battle of Gallipoli has been commemorated in modern secular Turkish Republic throughout the years. But the battle has been invoked more frequently in political rhetoric recently. The Islamist government likes to emphasize the Ottoman roots.
Turks raised him as Anta since he was a kid.
He hides in the shadows.
Gallipoli has become more visible in the art scene in Turkey too. There have been more than 5 recent feature films shot about the battle. This one, called Gallipoli, End of the Road, tells the battle from the perspective of an Ottoman sniper. It's a tragic tale of two brothers who fight on the front line.
The best sniper on this front, and bring him here!
Director Serdar Akar.
Çanakkale Savaşı konusunda bir film çekmek her Türk yönetmenin mutlaka aklında vardır.
Every Turkish director dreams about making a film on the Battle of Gallipoli, because this was a very dramatic battle for us. We were victorious, but we lost many of our valuable people too. Every family in Turkey has a member who lost his life in the Battle of Gallipoli.
Almost 60,000 Ottoman soldiers are known to have died in the battle, including those from non-Muslim minorities. Thousands more were injured or not accounted for. Historian Ayhan Aktar.
The war was a miserable thing at Gallipoli. Can you imagine at the end of May, they had to stop the war for a few hours or 6 hours in order to bury the dead bodies. It was impossible to conduct the war because of the smell. Now, after 100 years, I think we should sit down and talk about the absurdities of the war. The Turkish official narrative is not at that stage, unfortunately, and they talk about still, it's like a football match, how we win against British type of thing. And it's sad for me.